We are all familiar with this famous passage of scripture in John 3:16.
我们都很熟悉约翰福音3:16这一段经文。
For God so loved the world,
因为神爱世人，
that he gave his only son,
甚至将他的独生子，
that whosoever believes in him,
凡是信他的人，
shall not perish, but have eternal life,
不至灭亡，反得永生。
God tells us that he loves the world.
神告诉我们说他爱世界上所有的人。
And he also tells us that we as his people,
他也告诉我们说我们作为神的子民，
are to engage this world that he so loves,
也必须要对于他所爱的这个世人跟他们能够有交往跟交通，
with that love,
那么用神所爱的爱来爱世界上的人。
So that last night, Elder Daniel here,
所以昨天晚上我在这里。
He was meeting with some people.
那么昨天晚上我跟一些人在一起相聚。
He was trying to engage them with the story of this God who loves them so much.
昨天晚上我在周六的福音班跟他们来一起传讲。
But let me ask every one of you today.
但是我想今天早上问大家一个问题。
As we go out and engage this world that God so loves,
当我们出去面对世上神所爱的世人，
What do the people out there, what does the world out there find hardest to believe about our Christian faith?
在世界上有哪些人他们对于相信耶稣基督、相信基督教是最难呢？
Think about it for a moment.
你想想看，哪些人是最难信主呢？
I think that what the world finds hardest to believe about our Christian faith,
我相信在世界上那些最难相信基督徒信仰的人，
is simply the idea, is God good?
那么他们最难相信的就是神是一位良善的神。
I think sometimes we think they ask, is there a God?
也许有人会问说有神吗？
But this is not what the world is asking.
但是这并不是一般世人所问的问题。
The world is asking, is God good?
世人会问说真有一位良善的神吗？
Why are they asking this?
为什么他们会问这个问题？
Because there is just so much pain and suffering out there.
他们为什么会问这个问题？因为世上有许多的痛苦和苦难。
Remember our Psalm, chapter 10.
你记得我们诗篇第十篇所念的。
It starts with this very difficult question.
他们一开始就问一个很困难的问题。
I praise God that he is not afraid of hard questions.
我很感谢主，因为我们的主不怕我们用困难的问题来质疑他。
But this is a hard question.
但是这是一个很难的问题。
Why, O Lord, do you stand far off?
耶和华，你为什么站在远处？
Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?
在患难的时候你为什么隐藏？
So people are saying, God, I'm suffering, and where are you in the midst of my suffering?
所以人们会问说，在我的苦难跟痛苦当中，上帝你在哪里？
You've heard these numbers before, I think.
我相信以前你可能听过这样的一些数字。
But 25,000 children in our world today will die.
在每一天，在这个世界上，有25,000个孩子会死。
Just because their parents can't give them enough to eat.
那么所以这25,000个孩子每天死掉，就是因为他们没有足够的营养跟饮食。
How are those parents supposed to believe God is good when their children die?
当这些孩子死的时候，他的家长们如何能够相信说上帝是良善的呢？
There are 1.5 billion people in our world,
在世界上有15亿的人，
who have no access to medical care.
那么他们完全没有办法得到任何的医疗照顾。
And when their children get sick,
当他们的孩子生病了，
They know there's medical care out there.
他们知道那个地方也许可以找到医生，
But their children don't get it.
但是他们的孩子没有办法得到照顾。
And they're having a hard time believing God is good.
那么当他们的孩子因生病在苦难当中，他们很难相信神是一位良善的神。
Or what about the millions of children in our world who just live on the streets?
那么有许许多多几百万的孩子，他们没有家住，就是睡在街头。
I've seen these children in our urban centers around the world.
甚至在世界上许许多多的大都市里面，我们看到这样无家可归的孩子。
Each day they wake up on the streets.
每一天早上他们在街上醒过来。
They don't know where their next meal will come from.
他们不知道他们下一顿饭在哪里。
Or where they'll sleep.
那么他们不知道他们晚上要睡哪里。
Or who will be the next adult to abuse them.
他们不知道下一个什么样的大人会再来欺害他们。
And they're having a hard time believing.
他们很难相信神是信实是良善的。
So I ask myself,
所以我问我自己这个问题，
What is God's plan?
到底神的计划是什么？
His plan for making it believable to a hurting world that he is good.
那么使得这个苦难的一个时代，上帝的计划是什么？要使得世人相信他是位良善的神。
And his scriptures are plain.
那么从圣经上我们可以找到答案。
In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is speaking to his followers.
在马太福音第五章，耶稣对他的跟随者说，对他的门徒说，
This would be us.
那这是我们。
And he says, you are the light of the world.
他说你们是世上的光。
Let your light so shine among men.
让你们的光要照在人前。
That they would see your good works.
使世人看见你们的好行为。
And give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
就将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Notice it doesn't say you could be the light of the world.
圣经上没有说你也许可以成为世上的光。
You might turn out to be the light of the world.
你也许会变成世上的光。
I sure hope you people are the light of the world.
我希望你们能够成为世上的光。
It just says you're it.
他就说你们就是世上的光。
Now you probably understand brainstorming.
那么你也许懂得这个脑力激荡法是怎么回事。
You might want to say to God, God, no ideas are bad.
那么假定我们要跟神这样说的时候，那么神说没有任何的思想是错的。
But God, you might want to get another plan.
你会跟神说，神啊，也许你应该有另外一个计划才对。
Have you looked at this group?
我们，你有没有看到我们这一群人？
But this is God's plan.
但是这就是上帝的计划。
It's His plan for making in a hurting world to believe that He's good.
这就是上帝的计划，让我们成为世上的光，使得受苦的世人知道神是良善的。
And the Apostle Paul reinforces this idea.
那么在使徒保罗再更一次强调这样的一个观念。
In what is one of the more astounding passages of all Scripture.
在圣经上有一段令人非常震惊的话。
In 2 Corinthians 5:20, he says, God is making his appeal through us.
在哥林多后书五章二十节，神在那个地方，他向我们有一个请求。
So for the last 2,000 years, Christians have taken these verses seriously.
在过去两千年当中，基督徒很认真地看神的话。
And when people are having a hard time believing God is good,
当人们有很大的难处来相信神是良善的。
Because they don't know about the saving work of Jesus on the cross.
因为他们不知道耶稣基督在十字架上的救赎大功。
Or his conquering the grave through his resurrection.
他们不知道耶稣基督借着复活胜过坟墓。
And how we can have a personal saving relationship with him.
我们如何能够有一个个人的一个救恩认识神。
What do we do?
那我们如何做呢？
We send our evangelists.
我们就送一些传福音的人去。
We plant churches.
我们在那边建立教会。
We translate the scriptures.
我们把圣经翻译成他们的语言。
We train up Christian workers who can proclaim the gospel.
我们就送出许多的工人传扬福音。
And when people are hungry, we share our food.
当人们饥饿的时候，我们让他们有食物吃。
When they're sick, we share our doctors and our medicine.
当他们生病的时候，我们派医生护士去给他们医疗服务。
When there's a microbe in the water.
那么当在这个水里面有这个细菌的时候，
We build clean water wells.
我们就能够挖那个水井，能够给他们干净的饮水喝。
When they lack education, we build schools and we train up teachers.
当他们没有办法受教育的时候，我们就建立学校，训练老师，教导他们。
And in doing these things, we make it believable to a hurting world that God is good.
我们做着许多的慈善的事工，就是使得在受苦的人们能够相信上帝是信实的，借着我们的行动。
But there's another category of suffering in our world that God is absolutely passionate about.
但是世界上有另外的一种苦痛，是上帝是非常非常的关心。
These are victims of a man-made sort of suffering.
那就是因着人的罪所造成的苦痛。
That happens when an oppressor comes on the scene.
那就是有一个欺压者来欺压其他的人们。
These are the victims of injustice in our world.
那就是在世界上因着不公义所受到的这受害者。
Now, I think injustice is hard for us to understand sometimes.
我想我们在美国有时候很难明白什么叫做不公义。
Because for many of us, we're very privileged.
因为我们中间许多的人，我们是过着一个比较优厚的生活。
And injustice is far from our experience of life.
在我们的生活的体验当中，我们比较少经验到不公义的事。
But then, in America, don't we feel like victims of injustice every day, all the time?
我们在美国，我们有没有觉得一天到我们是受欺压呢？
I know I do sometimes.
我知道有的时候我也觉得我受到不公平对待。
For instance, I was coming home from work the other day.
有一天我从这个工作的下班回来。
And my wife calls me on the phone.
然后我太太在电话上跟我说。
She says, could you stop at the grocery store and get 6 items?
你能不能在这个杂货店停一下买6样东西。
And I was so frustrated and it was not just because she should have done it herself.
我现在非常的正义，我觉得很不公义，这是应该她的活，为什么要我干呢？
But I said yes.
但是呢？
And I was in a hurry.
那我那时候很急。
So I got the 6 items in my cart.
所以我就赶快到杂货店买了那6样的东西。
And I went to the express lane.
那我就开到这个最快的那个车道。
And these things have rules.
那你知道在这个车道上是有规矩的。
And mine said 10 items or less.
那么这个上面讲是说这个十个这个东西或者少一点。
And I have my 6 items in the cart.
但是我车上呢有6样东西。
But right in front of me.
但是在我前面。
14 items.
啊，有一个人呢，他竟然是有14样东西要能够在要付账，可是他竟然在这个在这个 express 的这 checkout line 上面，我不知道怎么反应。
It's a great injustice.
那么这是一个非常不公义的事，他怎么可以站在这个道上面
？And I work with all these lawyers at International Justice Mission.
你知道在我们这个宣道机构里面有许多的律师
And I felt like suing the guy
啊，那我一定要找一个人来告这个我前面这个人他怎么可以站在这个道上面
Just so you know when the Bible talks about injustice
但是你知道在圣经上讲到不公义的事
This is not what it's talking about
这不是圣经上所说的不公义
Injustice in the Bible is a particular kind of sin
在圣经上所讲的不公义是一种特别的罪
It's when somebody who has more power
这是当有一个人他有更多的权利
abuses that power
他就是滥用那个权利
to take from someone with less power
那么他从那些比较没有权利的人来强取豪夺
the good things that God intended for them
那么以至于使得神所要成就的善良的旨意没有办法实行
their life
那就是他们的生命
their dignity
那他们的尊严
their liberty
他们的自由
The fruits of their love and their labor.
那就是他们辛苦劳作，可是不能够得到他们工作的果实。
It's the abuse of power.
那就是有一些人滥用他们的特权。
Ecclesiastes 4:1 says,
在传道书四章第一节这样说
Behold, I saw the tears of the oppressed.
在日光之下有受欺压，我看到他们的眼泪。
And they had no one to comfort them.
那么没有任何的人能够安慰他们。
But on the side of the oppressor,
但是在这个欺压者的旁边
was power.
因为他们手上有权力。
Now, in our psalm, it talks about what oppression looked like 3,000 years ago.
在诗篇里我们看到说在3000年之前这个受欺压的人是什么样的情形呢
And I think I might have read these verses growing up in my Baptist Sunday school.
那我相信在我念主日学的时候我可能也读了这些经文。
And I would have thought, my goodness, I'm sure glad I didn't leave 3,000 years ago when things were so bad.
当我读这圣经，我想说，哇，感谢主，我不是生活在3000年之前，世界上有这么多受苦的人，受欺压的人。
Because it talks about the oppressor being like a lion waiting in cover, waiting to catch the victims and drag them off in his net.
因为他说，这些欺压人的人好像狮子一样，蹲伏在暗处要欺压人，要把人用网罗网起来。
It does just seem a little exaggerated and melodramatic.
那么当我读这些经文的时候，我觉得说，这有没有太夸张了一些吧？现在还有这样的事吗？
But in the 8 years I've worked at International Justice Mission,
可是我八年的时间在现在这个国际这个公益使命团来服侍
I've just gotten out and seen what's going on to the poor in our world.
我就发现说在这个世界上这些穷人无助的人他们所受的苦所受的欺压是怎么一回事
So perhaps the best way to illustrate what injustice looks like in our world today is for me to introduce you to some people I've met.
那么所以我想最好的一个方法让我们了解说世界上还有哪一些受苦受不公义的人就是让你介绍一些像我所认识的这上面的人像 Matt
International Justice Mission is a collection of Christian lawyers
那么这个我们的这个使团是一些基督徒的律师
Criminal investigators
是有一些要犯罪调查员
And social workers
是一些社会工作者
And we receive cases from Christian workers serving the poor around the world
那我们是特别从一些基督徒的一些工人他们在世界上许多穷苦的地方服侍他们把一些案件来报给我们
And all too frequently they see the people they serve just being crushed by those stronger than them
那么很多在穷苦地方服侍的这些基督徒的工人他们看到那些受苦的人
And they send us these cases
他们就把这些受苦人的这些案件来回报给我们希望我们能够帮忙
There are about 500 on our staff
在我们的这个志愿当中有五百位。
We're in about 25 countries around the world.
我们在世界上二十五个国家有我们的事工。
And we've had actually a wonderful intern from your church actually serve with us this last year.
事实上，过去这一年，在我们教会当中有一位年轻的姐妹在那边当实习的这个同工。
But let me introduce you to three of these victims.
那我可以用这些实际的例子告诉你三个我们所帮助过的人。
The first is this young girl from India named Shama.
那么这个是从印度来的一个年轻的孩子叫做夏玛。
We met her when she was 10.
我们遇到她的时候她十岁。
But when she was 7, something terrible happened in her family.
可是当她七岁的时候家里面发生了悲剧。
Her mother was about to give birth.
她的妈妈要生产的时候。
And it was clear she would die if they couldn't bring a doctor to their village.
那么她的妈妈是难产那么如果医生不来的话妈妈就能够不能活命。
The only way they could get the money to bring the doctor to their village.
但是唯一的可能是他们能够花钱请一个医生来
was to borrow it from the village moneylender
那就是从这个村子里面的这个放高利贷的人来借钱
and he would only give them this money
那么他只会给他们这样子的钱
about $35
就是35块钱美金
if the family agreed to sell Shama to him
要假定这个家里面愿意把 Shama 卖给他他可以借给他们35块钱美金
and now Shama is a slave
所以加玛现在就变成卖成一个奴隶。
So here is how she works.
所以那就是她在工作的地方。
Six days a week.
每天工作六天。
12 to 14 hours a day.
每天工作十二到十四个小时。
Rolling cigarettes by hand.
就是用这个来用手来卷香烟。
She has to roll 2,000 cigarettes every day or she is beaten.
她每一天要卷2,000支香烟要不然她就会挨打。
No time for school.
没有时间可以上学
No time for friends
没有时间交朋友
No time to play
没有时间可以玩
Just toil
那么只能够辛勤的劳动
And the trick is she only gets out of this slavery
那么唯一能够脱离这种奴工的一个方法
Is she can pay off this debt in one lump sum
那就是说她能够把这个债呢能够一次还清
With massive interest
那么有很大很大的一个利息
She can't work it off over time
那么他要常常的辛勤的工作
So Shama will be a slave her entire life and pass this slavery on to her children
那么如果像这样的话 Shama 他一辈子就是做奴工
This is completely against the law in India
这在印度是在法律所不容的
But the United Nations tells us there are 14 million slaves like Shama in India today
但是联合国告诉我们说就是在今天的印度这个是非法的可是有1400万像 Shama 这样子的奴隶。
How are they? How is Shama supposed to believe God is good?
像这样的一个 Shama 他如何相信上帝是良善的呢
Or what about a man from Nairobi, Kenya named David?
那像另外一个人他是在这个肯亚的奈罗比他叫 David
David was walking home from his job at a video store
那有一天他是从一个这个录像带的店来走路回家
When some policemen who'd been drinking beer and run out of money
那么有一些警察他们在喝酒然后呢没有钱了
They got in their police cruiser
他们就坐上警车
And they drove down the street and picked young men up off the street
他们就开车到那个街上然后把一些年轻人从街上就带进车子里
As they did with David
那么这就是他们坐在 David 身上的
And they told him give us all your money or we're going to charge you with a crime and throw you in jail
他说你把你的钱给我要不然的话呢我们就会指控你犯罪把你放在监狱里面去
So David gave them all the money he had
所以 David 把他身上所有的钱都给警察
And they pulled the car over
然后他们就把这个车子开到一边去
And one policeman told David he could go
然后有一个警察告诉 David 说你现在可以走了
But the other took out his revolver
但是有另外一个警察把他的这个枪拿出来
And he fired twice at David
然后他就向 David 射了两枪
Shot him in the right arm and in the side
然后他就是把他这个身体也打伤了
And David just collapsed as the police drove away
So David 他就倒在这个路上然后警察就把车子开走
Fortunately David was able to get himself up and get to a medical clinic across the street
还好 David 还能够站起来就跑到街对面的一个诊所去
And he began to receive treatment
他就可以接受治疗
The bone in his right arm was crushed by the bullet
那么他右手臂的那个骨头呢被这个子弹所打碎了
And it had to be amputated below the elbow
那么以至于在这个手肘以下必须要被截肢
And when the police discovered that David was receiving treatment
可是当这个警察知道 David 他在那个诊所接受治疗
They came to the clinic and they shackled him to his bed
那么他就跑到这个诊所来然后把他就锁在他的那个床旁边
And they charged him with a crime, robbery with violence
那么他就告了他一个犯罪，他就是说用暴力的方法抢劫。
Robbery with violence is not bailable。
那么在这个肯雅，如果你是用暴力来抢劫的话，是不能够交保释放的。
So David will stay in prison until his hearing and trial, which takes about a year.
所以在这样的话，因为不能够交保释放，所以他必须要停在留在这个监狱看守所里面，要一年的时间，直到这个审判的日子来到。
And it carries a mandatory death sentence.
而在肯雅，如果你是犯这个罪的话呢，那么唯一的判决就是死刑。
How is David supposed to believe God is good?
像 David 他如何能够相信上帝是信实的，是良善的呢？
When those who were supposed to protect him were the ones who were actually abusing him.
那些应当保护他的警察却是滥用权力来欺压他的人。
The World Bank did a study they released 18 months ago.
那么也因为这个缘故，所以我们后来就接受了这样的一个 case， 然后18个月之后他被释放。
They asked the poor in 17 countries.
那么我们在这个世界上的17个国家里面
What is your biggest source of insecurity?
那么问这些人说在你们世界上你们最大的觉得不安全的是什么原因
And the loud response that came back
那么最大的反应是什么
Was the police
就是警察世界上有17个国家的人他们说他们最大不安全的来源是警察
Who abuse their power to steal from the poor
他们来滥用他们的权利来欺压穷人
How are those poor in those 17 countries and David supposed to believe God is good?
在这些贫困的17个国家里面，像或者像 David 这样的人，他如何能够相信上帝是良善的呢？
Or what about Joy T?
或者像 Joy T 这另外一个人。
Joy T had run away from an abusive family situation.
他是从一个会这个虐待他的家庭里面逃家。
She was at the local railway station.
他就在那个当地的一个火车站那里。
And some women noticed her distress.
那么有一个女人就看到她好像是在很大的苦难当中
And they said Joy T come with us to the city We can get you a job at a restaurant
然后这个女人就告诉她你跟我们到城里面去我可以在餐厅里面帮你找个工作
She said she didn't trust the women But didn't know where to turn
她知道她不能够信任这个女人好像这个不正经女人但是她也没地方去
So reluctantly she agreed to go with them
所以她很不情愿但是她没办法只好跟她去了
And after drinking some tea that had been drugged
那么当他到一个地方去喝了这个茶里面掺了药
She fell unconscious
那么他就昏倒了就睡着了
And when she awoke she found she had been sold into a brothel for about $280
那么当他醒过来的时候他就发现他已经被卖到一个妓院去是280块钱的代价被卖给一个妓院
She told the brothel keeper You can't make me do this kind of work I'm just 14 years old
他就告诉那个妓院里面说你不能够让我接客人我才14岁
And she said she was going to the police.
然后她说跟他们说我要去告诉警察。
But she didn't get a chance.
但是还一点这样的机会都没有。
She was stuffed into an underground hiding place.
她被藏到一个地下室的一个密室里面去。
She was beaten for days.
她每天就挨打。
Scalded.
然后被挨骂。
And forced to drink lots of alcohol.
那么被强迫要喝很多的酒。
Until finally she consented to be assaulted by the first customer.
所以一直到最后她同意来接待第一个客人
And she said that first day at least 20 times
她说了在第一天晚上她就接待了20个人
Then it was day after day
然后每一天
Month after month
每一个月
For years never allowed to leave that brothel
那么有几年的时间没有自由能够离开那个地方
In a city with one of the worst HIV AIDS problems in the world
那么在那个城市里面有最高最高的艾滋病的感染率
How is Joy T supposed to believe that God is good?
Joy T 如何能够相信说神是良善的呢
The United Nations tells us that there are about 2 million children in our world today like Joy T
那么联合国告诉我们说现在世界上有包括200万个孩子做童妓在这个世界上
And I imagine they're having a hard time believing God is good
我相信这200万个孩子他们很难相信上帝是良善的
So how do you and I regard such suffering as this?
那我们中间的这些人，我们对于这些苦难，我们是如何来看？
Well, I think as followers of Jesus, we ask, well, how does our Heavenly Father regard such suffering?
对于我们是耶稣基督的门徒，我们要问说，天上的天父是如何看这些事呢？
And we see the answer at the end of our psalm.
我们就看到在这篇诗篇的最后，就是对这个问题的答案。
It says, you hear, O Lord, the desire of the afflicted.
耶和华，谦卑人的心愿你早已知道。
You encourage them and you listen to their cry.
你必预备他们心，也侧耳听他们的呼求。
defending the fatherless and the oppressed,
你要给孤儿和受欺压的人伸冤,
in order that man who is of the earth may terrify no more,
使强悍的人不再威吓他们。
You see, we have a God of justice who hates injustice and he wants it to stop.
你知道我们有位公义的神，他是恨恶不公义，他希望在整个世上的不公义能够被停止。
At International Justice Mission, we've written this book.
在这个我们的这个国际公益使团，我们写了这本书。
It's been out for about 10 years, and it's called Good News About Injustice.
那么这本书已经出版了有十年，是特别提到说关于这个不公益的福音。
And people hear these stories, and they ask, "My goodness, what could be the good news about that?"
那么当人们听到这样的一个故事之后，这如何很可能是好消息呢
？And the good news is simply that God's against it.
那么唯一的好消息就是说神是坚决反对对抗这一类的事。
And for us as his followers, that should just matter.
那么如果我们是耶稣基督的门徒，我们是跟随主的人，这些事情对我们来讲是我们应该关心的。
But it raises an interesting question, at least it does for me.
但是对我来讲就引起一个重要的问题。
If God hates injustice and wants it to stop, what exactly is his plan for doing that?
但是假定神是恨恶罪恶和不公义，而且神要停止他，那么到底神如何的，神的计划如何？
And he's told us what his plan is.
那么在圣经上告诉我们他的计划是怎样。
In Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
在弥迦书六章第八节。
He says, he has told you, O man.
他说世人啊，耶和华已经。
What is good?
何为善？
And what the Lord requires.
那么神所要的是什么呢？
But to do justice.
行公义。
To love mercy.
好怜悯。
And to walk humbly with your God.
是纯怜悯的，纯谦卑的心跟你的神同行。
On God's short list of the three things that pleases Him.
在这个上面有三样事情是讨神喜悦的。
The very first thing.
第一件事。
Is that we would do justice.
行公义。
Or Isaiah 1:17.
在以赛亚书第一章十八节。
It couldn't be plainer.
那么没有办法讲得更清楚了。
Learn to do good.
要学习行善。
Seek justice.
寻求公平。
Rescue the oppressed.
解救受欺压的。
Defend the orphan.
为孤儿伸冤。
Plead for the widow.
为寡妇辩屈。
So you and I are God's plan.
我们都是在上帝的计划里面。
For bringing rescue.
要带来拯救。
So, are we all ready to go do that?
我们是不是准备好愿意参与上帝的计划呢？
It's actually a little overwhelming, isn't it?
我们听起来似乎觉得有点受不了这样子的消息。
There are 27 million slaves at least in our world today.
现在在世界上有2700万的奴隶。
What are we to do about that? Or 2 million children stuck in brothels?
那我们怎么办呢？有200万的这个孩子是童妓，怎么办呢？
Or how does Rutgers Community Church take on all the corrupt police in the world?
那么我们怎么可能把这个世界上所有欺压人的这些警察全部都把他们来处理掉呢？
You could easily just feel frozen to your seats in despair.
我们一想到这些难处，我们可能坐在座位上觉得无能为力。
But there is an encouraging story in Scripture.
但是在圣经上也给我们令人鼓舞的消息和故事。
That is in all four of the Gospels.
那就是所有在四本福音书里面。
Where other followers of Jesus found themselves in precisely this same situation.
所有那些跟随耶稣基督的人都面对同样的困境。
You remember the story of the feeding of the 5,000?
你记不记得那些喂饱五千人的那个神迹？
Jesus has gone off to this remote place.
耶稣来到一个野地。
And a huge crowd has followed him there.
许多人跟随他。
Over 5,000 people.
超过五千人。
And they are hungry for him to teach from the word.
他们是心中饥渴来听耶稣向他们讲道。
So Jesus speaks to them and speaks to them.
所以耶稣就一直讲，一直讲。
And while he's speaking, the people are eating.
那么当他讲的时候，这些人们就吃。
And now it's late in the day and they've run out of food.
那么现在天已经晚了，他们已经没有任何的食物吃了。
So the apostles come to Jesus.
所以这些使徒就来到耶稣的面前说。
And they tell Jesus, Jesus, you better stop teaching and send the people home so they can get something to eat.
然后对耶稣说，你不要再讲了，你应该把这个聚会停止，送他们回家去，因为没有东西吃。
And what does Jesus say to them?
耶稣的回答是什么？
He says, no, I want you to feed them.
耶稣说，你们给他们吃吧。
Now I think it's interesting in the scripture.
等一下，圣经上所讲的很有意思。
How patient the apostles are with Jesus.
那么你知道这些门徒对耶稣是很有耐心的。
Because they explained to Jesus what apparently he didn't understand.
然后他们就对门徒再一次解释，他们认为耶稣没搞清楚。
You say, Jesus, there are at least 5,000 hungry people here.
他们对耶稣说, 这里最少有5,000饥饿的人,
and it would take half of year's wages to feed them all.
如果要能够把他们要给他们东西吃的话, 要30两银子, 是半年的薪水,
and we just don't have that cash on us.
我们身上没有任何的钱,
so back to you, Jesus.
所以他们就拍拍手说, 我们没办法, 你来想办法。
So what does Jesus say to them?
那么耶稣怎么说呢?
Well, isn't this precisely the same situation we're in?
那这不是正像我们现在所遇到的情况吗?
Right, there's this huge need out there.
有那么大的一个需要在外面。
There's nothing unclear about Jesus' desire that we take care of the need.
那么对于耶稣的门徒来讲, 耶稣有一个想法是想要来
But we look at the size of the need.
但是我们看这个需要的这个强度跟广度,
and the resources we have to address the need.
看我们身边所有的这些资源能不能满足这个需要,
and we think, this really can't have anything to do with us, so back to you, Jesus.
我们只能够拍拍手说, 我们干不了, 耶稣, 你来想办法。
So Jesus just asks two questions.
对耶稣只问两个问题。
And I want you to ask these two questions of yourself.
我也想你来问自己这两个问题。
The first question is, what do you have?
第一个问题是说, 你们有什么?
What do you have?
你有什么?
Well, they looked around and they found out they didn't have nothing.
当他们这样看的时候, 他们发现他们几乎什么都没有。
They found this little boy with his sack lunch.
他们看一个小男孩带着一点点这个午餐来。
Five loaves and two fish.
是五个饼跟两条鱼。
And this is what they put forward to address the need of feeding 5,000.
他们就五个饼两条鱼拿来, 这是要喂的这5,000人的需要。
This is where the apostle Andrew comes into the story.
那么这就是安德烈就来到这个耶稣的面前。
He must have had something like a master's degree in public policy from Rutgers.
他们也许在Rutgers拿到一个公共行政的硕士学位。
Because he asked this.
因为他问了这个问题, 很有礼貌地问。
What are these among so many?
他说有这么多人, 这么大的需要。
This would be me. I have graduate degrees and I've taken a college math course.
那么这就像我一样, 我有一个这个研究所的学位。
And if you were as sophisticated as I am,
那么如果你跟我一样有这些知识的话,
and you knew the history behind this struggle,
你知道在这些所有的这些挣扎背后的历史,
and the sociology of it all,
那么你也知道这背后这些社会学的因素,
you'd know there's nothing for us to do but sit here in the paralysis of despair.
你知道我们唯一能做的事情就是坐在这个地方我们觉得无能为力。
But what does Jesus say?
但是耶稣怎么说呢?
He simply asks, will you give it to me?
他问的第二个问题就是说, 你愿不愿意把这个给我?
What do you have and will you give it to me?
你有的是什么? 你愿不愿意把这个交在我手中?
This is the point in the story where Jesus takes responsibility for the miracle.
那么就从这一点开始, 耶稣就开始来承担这个责任, 开始行这个神迹。
All he's asking from this little boy,
他唯一所要求的就是从这个男孩子,
and all he's asking from you and from me,
对你对我的要求,
is that we come forward in obedience,
那就是我们走到前面来, 我们顺从,
and trust him for the miracle that he yearns to do.
把我们所有的交给他, 然后相信他能够行大事。
And you know what he did, right?
那你就知道耶稣所做的是什么?
He fed 5,000 people to overflowing.
他就使得这5,000人不单单吃饱,而且吃的还有剩。
I can tell you today that Shammah is no longer a slave.
我可以告诉你说,Shammah现在不再是做奴隶。
About 8 years ago, IJM sent some lawyers over to India.
差不多在8年之前, IJM就送了一个律师到印度去。
We'd heard of this kind of slavery, but never heard of anyone successfully getting them out.
我听到这一类的故事,
we went to Shammah's village and documented her case and 10 others.
我们就到Shammah那个村子里面去, 我们就记下10个类似像她一样。
And we discovered this huge syndicate of other children who were enslaved.
那我们也听说还有其他许多的地方是孩子做奴工。
We took these 11 cases to the courts on a Friday and made an appointment to see the judge on Monday.
所以我们就在礼拜五的时候把这11个案件带到那个法院里面去, 然后跟法官约礼拜一见面。
All weekend long, our team prayed and prayed and prayed that God would bless this little report that we brought forward.
那么在整个的这个周末, 我们的整个的团队, 我们在那里祷告, 求神来祝福, 来保护这个事工。
And somebody in our group had this crazy idea that we should find some Christians in the middle of nowhere, South India, and pray with them.
那么有我们中间团队有个人说，我们要在这个南印度看看能不能找到当地的基督徒跟我们一起来祷告。
And we found a little church that had a Sunday evening service.
我们在一个小教堂里面找到一个小有一个教会，他们有一个礼拜天晚上的聚会。
And we went to pray with them.
然后我们就跟他们一起祷告。
And who should turn out to be the guest preacher in that church that very night?
你知道不知道在那天晚上，在那个教会里，谁是那个晚上教会讲到的讲员呢？
The judge.
就是那个法官。
Turns out he's a sincere follower of Jesus.
想不到那个法官就是一位跟随耶稣的人。
He cared deeply about the troubles of these children.
他知道这些孩子们所受的苦，他有很大的关切。
And he didn't just free the 11.
他不单单把这十一个我们城上的十一个孩子的案件把十一个孩子释放了
He actually freed 494 children out of slavery into freedom back into school and the hope of a better life
他事实上因着他所做的事情有494个这样子的奴工这些孩子被释放让他们可以回到学校去念书
And of course all of this happened because everyone at International Justice Mission is an absolute genius
那么你说这些事情发生因为我们这个机构的人都是天才
Of course not.
当然不是这样。
What we have is actually a God of justice.
但是我们唯一所有的就是一位公义的神。
Who's just waiting for his people to come forward with a little bit of obedience.
他唯一所需要的就是属神的子民愿意走上前来带这个顺服的神。
So he can do the miracle he yearns to do through us.
那么以至于他就能够借着我们行他心里面本来就非常想要行的神迹。
I can tell you today that David is no longer in a Nairobi prison.
我可以告诉你今天 David 不再继续住在 Nairobi 的这个监狱里面
He has actually graduated from law school
他事实上他从法学院毕业
And today David works to protect the rights of those in his own slum community
所以今天他既然是一个从法学院毕业他就在他自己的那个都市的贫民区里面来保护那些受欺压的人
But I can tell you who is facing a day in prison
那么我们可以告诉你说谁能够继续在监狱里面呢
The policeman who did this to David
那么这些过去欺压他的警察现在有可能被送到监狱里
There's a little pop-up slide that should come in there that showed the policeman But we were able
上面有一个警察
We'll just skip that
Get back.
Joy T tells us one day that Joy T tells us one day
Joy T 他告诉我们说
That someone in her brothel told her about a God named Jesus
那么有人在这个妓女院里面告诉她关于耶稣的事
Who might help her in her suffering
那么能够在他受苦的时候帮助他。
For a young Hindu girl, it's no problem to add another god to pray to.
对于一个年轻的印度小孩来讲，本来就多神教，多一个神来祷告也没什么。
So Joy T just began chanting Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
所以 Joy T 他就一直在喊着祷告说耶稣，耶稣。
How does Jesus answer such a prayer?
那么耶稣如何回答这样的祷告呢？
Within a week of Joy T starting to pray Jesus, Jesus,
在Joy T 他开始向耶稣的名呼求祷告一个礼拜之后
An IJM investigator showed up
有一个 IJM 的一个调查员他就出现在这个妓女户里
He was able to take down Joy T's story
他能够把 Joy T 的这个故事记载下来
And gather enough evidence
然后得到够多的证据
That he could go to a local secure police contact
所以他能够到附近的一个有公益的一个警察局去
who would then lead a raid of Joy T's brothel and get her out
所以那个警察就派人来到那个 Joy T 的这个妓女户去做突袭的检查把她带出来
eventually Joy T went to Christian aftercare where she began to heal and came to know Jesus as her savior
所以后来 Joy T 就进到一个基督徒所办的一个关怀的机构去在那边她能够慢慢的恢复
And one day she heard we were going back.
有一天她听说我们要再回去
To the same area where she was rescued.
那么到同样那个地方去她在那里被拯救出来
And Joy T said, I want to go back with you.
她告诉我们说我们愿意跟你一起回去
She said, I know that I was rescued by Jesus so that I could help rescue others.
她说我是被耶稣基督所拯救所以我知道我也可以能够靠着耶稣拯救其他的人
And that day we rescued this girl, Kalindi.
所以那天我们就把 Kalindi 在另外一个
And immediately Kalindi said Let's go back right now and Let's go to the video
那么然后 Kalindi 说我们还可以再回去我们现在有一个 video
Let's see if the video is going to play
这 video 能够放吗
I think the video is not going to play But what you would be seeing right now If it did
我们看看这个 video 能不能录下能不能放出来
is there was a tip-off and these very young girls, 13, 14, and 15 years old, are literally crawling out of this hole in the ground, a secret hiding place.
你看这里有13岁、14岁、15岁的孩子，就在这个地上的这个躲藏的地方。
They're coming out of this darkness of sexual slavery.
他们是从这个性的这个奴隶的这个里面被拯救出来。
Into the light of day.
能够进到这个光明里面。
And into the hope of freedom.
能够进到这个自由的这个希望的里面。
And all of this happens because God uses people like you.
那么这些事情所以能够发生，就是神使用像你我这样平常的。
To send out people like IJM.
能够用这个像IJM这样子的一个机构。
To show up for Joyti.
能够为像Joyti这样受欺压的人能够帮助。
And Joyti to show up for Kalindi.
那么这个Joyti就能够帮助像Kalindi
for these girls.
那么Kalindi就能够回去帮助更多这样子的受苦的女孩。
You know the story of the feeding of the 5,000?
你知道这个能够喂饱5,000人的故事。
Why didn't Jesus just do that manna thing all over?
那么为什么耶稣不只是宣告从天上降下玛拿呢?
Manna, back to the teaching.
天上降下玛拿。
I think he did it for one reason.
我相信耶稣所以
He wanted one little boy to have a really great day.
他希望这个年轻的男孩有一个他永生难忘的经历。We
don't imagine that little boy will ever forget that day, do we?
我相信这个男孩子他一辈子不会忘记这个经验。Mom,
guess what Jesus did with my lunch?
你知道耶稣用我的这个午餐做了什么事?
Now, you all get great theological teaching here.
我们在这边接受很好的这个教导。
And you know that Jesus really didn't need that boy's lunch.
你知道其实耶稣根本不需要用这个小孩子的五饼二鱼。
But did he just love him so much?
但是耶稣爱这个孩子爱到一个地步。
Did he just say, wait, let me show you what I can do with your obedience today?
他就一直等待，他要对那个男孩子显明说，借着你的五饼二鱼，我可以做什么事。
So what a great day he had.
所以对这个男孩来讲，这是多么伟大的一天。
But just imagine what a small day and a regular day he would have had.
你记得这个男孩子，如果他没有做这件事，那不过就是任何世上的一天一样。
If he'd just taken his lunch behind a rock and eaten in private.
他如果把他这个午餐就带到一个别人看不见的地方，把他就暗暗的吃了。
And this is my conviction today.
那就是今天我跟大家的一个挑战。
That's too often what you and I do.
那很多时候，那就是我们所做的事情。我们把五饼二鱼自己用掉了。We've
been given so much more than 5 loaves and 2 fish.
我相信我们所领受的远远超过五饼二鱼。And
all too often,
但是很多时候，we
miss out on the joy.
但是我们就失去了把这五饼二鱼献给神的喜乐。We
miss out on experiencing the power.
我们就失去了来经历神大能的喜乐。We
miss out on experiencing our God.
我们失去了经历神真实的喜乐。Because
we just don't use the things we've been given.
因为我们没有使用神所已经交托给我们。For
the things that truly matter to him.
为了神所真正关心的事情，我们没有使用神所给我们的恩赐。What
does this all mean to Rutgers Community Church today?
对于整个这一类的事情，对于若歌教会有什么意义呢？
For many of you, this may be a new exposure to some teachings on justice.
那么对于我们中间许多人来讲，这是关于世界上许多不公义，我们第一次听见这样的事。
So the first thing I would say,
所以第一件事是这样,
is don't take my word for it.
那不要只是听我的话就算,
take God's word for it.
你看看圣经上怎么教导我们。
And perhaps you can revisit the scriptures and see what God's word says about justice.
你可以看看圣经上怎么教导关于神是喜爱公义。
Because if it's of God, it will last.
因为是从神来的，所以才能够持久。
One of the ways you can do this is by picking up one of the books.
那么另外可能就是像后面有这样的一本书。
Some of you will want to pray for our work.
有些人也许你愿意为我们的事工来祷告。
And we have every Thursday a prayer email.
那么每一个礼拜四我们会送出一个代祷信。
Not in Mandarin, I would say.
是用英文的，不是用中文的。
But perhaps there is someone in the church who would be able to translate the prayer email for you.
但是如果有人有负担，我们可以把它翻成中文。
If you pray, you will see miracles.
如果你祷告，你可以看见神迹。
Some of you might want to become freedom partners and pay for the rescue of those who need rescue.
有些人愿意在财务上来参与我们的事工，为我们的事工来奉献。
But don't miss out on the adventure of being used for God, by God for the things that matter to Him.
但是不要失去这一个被神使用，被神使用的这个器皿，然后看见神借着我们的一点点的摆上行大事这样子的一个机会。
Perhaps we could just close in prayer.
我们可以结束一起来祷告。
Father in heaven,
天上的父,
we would pray that you would use us.
我们祷告求你来使用我们。
To come up close to those people in our world who are having a hard time believing you're good.
我们来特别来帮助我们，让我们的心能够跟那些在世界上受苦的人能够接近。
And may we share with them the hope that is your salvation.
让我们能够有机会跟他们来分享你救恩的全部。
May we share with them the needs of giving them the bare essentials of life.
让我们能够跟他们来分享，使得他们在生活里面所必须的东西能够得到供应。
And may we help in restraining the hand of the oppressor that would do injustice to them.
让我们能够跟他们来帮助他们，使得他们从受欺压人的手上能够被解放出来。
But for a moment, we want to pray for our own rescue.
但是另外一方面，我们也为我们自己得蒙拯救来向你祷告。
That you would rescue us from all things fearful.
那你也能够帮助我们，让我们从恐惧里面能够被释放出来。
All things petty.
从这些细微的琐事、不甘重要的这些关系里面，能够让我们释放我们。
All things trivial and small.
从这些我们所世界上的这些杂七杂八的这些不是真正重要的事情，让我们从这里面被释放出来。
So that we would know the joy.
所以我们能够知道喜乐。
Of being used for those things that truly matter to you.
以至于我们能够真正在你所关心的事情上被你所使用，那样子的喜乐我们能够享受。
So that the world would know your goodness.
所以世人能够知道你的良善。
So that your church would be strengthened.
你的教会能够被强化。
And so that you would be glorified in the name of our brother and savior Jesus Christ.
以至于你的名借着耶稣基督的名能够再一次的得荣耀。
Amen.
靠耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Thank you.
Thank you.